a trained psychologist when Drew Quintero is here. We're going to be talking today about Cornerstone, and every month we have somebody come on from the therapy department and give us some tips and advice on how to corral our kids, how to handle our own emotions, how to deal with the marital strife, how to deal with older parents, how to deal with our own selves. I jokingly say that I went to something years ago that was sponsored by the Quincy Public Schools. Cornerstone was there, and so was a lady who was talking about how to deal with difficult children, and I sat there and realized I'm a difficult child, even though I'm a grown-up, and started getting some counseling for my issues for my childhood. So we are never too young or too old to need a little help from Cornerstone. So Drew not a therapist. He's not going to pretend to give us advice. But, you know, what's really kind of funny about therapy, we kind of know the answer. We just need a specialist to say, that's right.
Right.
That's what you're really supposed to do. And sometimes it's so difficult to get ourselves to do the right thing. I can always give my friends great advice.
Absolutely. You are always handing out that advice to your best friends, to coworkers, things like that. And sometimes it's a little hard to listen to our own inner voice and do what we are telling others to do with that help. So going to therapy is not a scary thing. It's not taboo. It's none of those. It's just a way to get the help you need.
And as someone who has been in therapy for 30 years, it is not scary. In fact, it's a great relief to finally be able to go into a confidential space and to not have to pretend, to take that mask off, to take that mask off and say, look, I'm not cheerful and bright all the time. My friends have noticed there's something wrong. My spouse definitely knows there's something wrong. I just want to tell you the truth. Here's the truth of my situation. And once that truth is said, it's such a freeing experience, too. It doesn't mean you have to share that truth with others.
Exactly.
But that therapist then can say, knowing that truth, here are three action steps. You know, we're not going to solve this in a day, but right. Here's some action steps to start an improvement. And once you start changing, other people's reaction to you changes, and it's a chain reaction.
Absolutely. Our mission is helping people meet life's challenges by providing the skills, support, and hope needed for effective, fulfilling lives. Right there, we're just here to give you the skills you need to continue on with your life and keep working towards those goals that you're setting personally or with a therapist or with your family and friends. And we're here just to give you a little extra push and a little extra, in a very nice way, a very nice push, helpful way to look at these moments in life that might be tripping you up and giving that the support that you need. And finally, as I always say, that hope is so important. It gives you that glimmer that, you know what, I'm going to get through this, and I have these people here beside me, and they're going to help me on my journey.
I like the idea of skills, support, and hope. And may I say, instead of the push you need, what it was for me was a pull. They didn't push me into a hole. I was down there. They pulled me up out of that hole.
Yes.
And helped me immensely. And so I think that you have to come to grips with the fact that this is an incredibly difficult time of year and that these resources are available at Cornerstone. So, Drew, let's talk, because Cornerstone is such an interesting name. You know, it doesn't necessarily tell you all the things you do.
That's right.
So we're just kind of going to go through the laundry list today,
we
and you're going to talk about every service that's available, because whether you're pre-born, literally pre-born, or on your way out, there's a service for everyone at Cornerstone.
Absolutely. You know, I am entering into my third year with Cornerstone. March will be my 3-year anniversary. And I feel like every month there's something new I learn or something I discover about our organization that just makes me smile, and just makes me go, yeah, this is what we're doing. And we are so fortunate to be in Quincy. 75 years ago, a group of concerned citizens sent out a survey to the city and said, what does Quincy need? And Quincy said, we need some help. We need counseling for families, for individuals. And 75 years ago, that wasn't something that was talked about. Like,
even,
you know,
veterans help.
Even veterans help. We, you know, on that, it was those coming back from wars and, you know, international conflicts. They need help coming back into society or just processing what they went through. And, you know, we're still looking at, it was just recently within the last 20, 30 years that postpartum depression was really a named thing. It wasn't just the baby blues. And Quincy saw that, hey, you know, mothers after giving birth are struggling with something. They need someone to go to. So Cornerstone was founded as the Family Service Agency. And we have been here for 75 years. We've moved around a little in town. We started out at the Western Catholic Union building, moved to the Broadway Bank at 12th and Broadway, and our then to our current home at 915 Vermont Street, which just about a year and a half ago, we just changed the address. We didn't leave our building, but now 316 North 9th Street.
The door must have changed.
The door. We went from a front door to a side door.
That's interesting. Yeah. How did that happen?
Well,
is it because you remodeled?
The original entrance was the front of the old house on 915 Vermont. And then as we grew as an organization, we put in an expansion on the back of the house. And then another expansion out to continue to provide offices for all of our employees. And so we moved, built a parking lot, which made parking much easier for our clients, and started using that kind of side door as our main entrance door. And so now that is our official entrance at 316 North 9th. I always tell people it's right across the street diagonally from the Taco Bell. Odds are you'll see my car in there getting a Gordita Crunch and a Nachos Bel Grande.
So no longer at 915 Vermont, however.
Same building.
Same building.
316 North 9th.
316 North 9th.
You know,
so if you think, well, how? Why did they have to move? They didn't move.
We didn't. We
they
stayed
expanded,
in the same space.
And you had to expand because, again, the need for these services. Well, there's always been a need for these services, but I will say this. There's also been a very big stigma.
There has been.
A very big stigma. I know 30 years ago, 33 now, when I was first struggling and got my first real diagnosis that, yes, there is a name for what is, quote, wrong with you. And a lot of people have it, and it's not fatal, and you can get over it, and all you need is a little bit of help. But I remember being very frightened to tell anybody that. Now, you know, I mean, I think I'd have told people I had a hemorrhoid before I told them I had depression. It's so funny.
Yeah.
If you talk to older people especially, how are you going? Well, my toe hurts and my knee's bad. Don't ask me how I'm doing unless you want to hear the litany of Mary Griffith physical ailments today. But 33 years ago, I would not go and tell you that I have depression.
There's a little something off chemically somewhere.
Yeah, I'm chemically imbalanced, especially in the winter.
I have this weird goiter on my elbow, but don't ask me, you know, how I'm feeling internally. And I think that's something that has, you know, Quincy was on the forefront of. Like,
by the way, Drew is not a doctor. You cannot get a goiter on your elbow. But
I watched an episode of ER once. I thought that's what they said. You know, the Cornerstone Corner on Mary Griffith's show has taken a new turn today, folks. But that's what is so, I think, wonderful about this organization and Quincy as a city and a community. We have been looking out for each other from the beginning. When Family Service Agency first opened, now known as Cornerstone, they provided counseling for individuals, new mothers, returning veterans. And we are still doing that today. We are offering three major services, mental health counseling available to all ages, and that includes individual counseling, marital and family counseling. We offer casework and a psychiatric evaluation and medication management. So we are, everything that you can think of is under one roof here with us. And within those casework programs, we have three completely free to the client programs. We have our comprehensive youth services, which provides mental health counseling to our at-risk youth who have social, emotional, and or behavioral problems. And with those problems, that might hinder their success at school, in home or in the community. And we partner with the schools, area schools, and we've been doing that for over 37 years. Our therapists will go into the school to meet with the children who have been that a teacher or a counselor at the school might say, hey, you know, little Billy's having some trouble, you know, like Billy at around, you know, homework time, you know, gets really frustrated and then just it escalates to just tearing up his homework, you know, his work in class. And we think there's something there and we've tried and maybe we could see what, you know, what's going on. And one of our therapists will go into the school. So we erase that boundary of trying to get the child to us. We go to them. We involve the school, the families. We provide those services and we see what's going on. And it might just be Billy just needs a little extra time. You know, he gets frustrated because everyone else is finishing first and he feels like he's not as smart as everyone. Well, there's some tactics we can work on and we can work with the teachers on things like that. Giving them like, hey, Billy just needs a little extra time. Like maybe while they do this, Billy can still work, you know. And hey, Billy, instead of getting so angry that you tear up your assignment, take a few deep breaths, count to 10, you know. Once again, not an actual therapist myself, but these are the things that our therapists go in on a very basic level. They get into much more detail with the students and the families. But that is such a wonderful service that is provided to families here in town. You know, it might be a mom and dad are working two jobs, you know, to provide for the family, and they might not see that Billy's having some issues. And but that teacher who's with them for a big majority of that child's day sees it, and we're able to step in and say, hey, we're here to help. We're gonna help little Billy out. And that just can ease tensions at home and moving forward in their life.
Make a big difference in a kid. Drew Quintero from Cornerstone Family Services is my guest today. He is not a therapist. They're just talking about the items that are having. I know in my work mentoring students, I know that some kids do not like time tests. Now, what's fascinating about that is if you don't put the timer on and they just sit with Miss Pinky by herself, they'll get the work done in about the same 3 to 5 minutes, whatever the time was. But it's just the idea that they don't want the timer. Now, I think a lot of this is a learned behavior. I think one of their parents has a time issue. And so anytime they're rushed or they hear, I don't like to be rushed from an adult that they admire, or I don't like things to be timed, or I don't like this, or I don't like that, then they pick up on that. They get that anxiety and it's kind of bred down into them, even though it's not genetically. It's you know, do as I observe me.
Yes.
Because that issue of being timed or being under pressure, it's nothing to do with how smart they are. It's just if you take the pressure off. And then, of course, this is where we always get into a little bit of trouble. And I know you're not a psychologist, but you have common sense. I always say, yes, it is, of course, important that children complete assignments. Yes, it is, of course, important that they spell the words right. But let's look at the big win. The other day, they wrote letters to veterans, and there were two words misspelled. And I mean, if I'd have put a big red check mark because they put, I'm excited to meet you, you are very brave instead of brave. I mean, first of all, the veteran knows what they meant. So they're communicating quite well. So I think sometimes we we nitpick. We say, well, you shouldn't get a participation ribbon. You have to really do it. And I agree that in our grown-up lives, we will have 3 minutes to do something, and our boss expects it to get done. But maybe in second grade, we can let that go just a skosh and try to praise them on the thing they did well. Because, again, if you just look for mistakes, you are going to tear your kids apart. If they wrote a thank you note to a veteran and they spelled everything right except they didn't put the D on excited and they didn't put the silent E on brave, honey, that's a pretty smart kid. Look at what the context of it was, you know. So I think that that's where Cornerstone can come in to talk to families about maybe some parents' expectations are a little too high.
It could be,
You know, and it's not that you're a bad parent. You want your kid to do the best.
Exactly.
Maybe there's just a better way to frame it.
That's right, And that's what's so fascinating about therapy is no you could have two people sitting with basically the same anxiety issues, let's say, but the way that it's affecting them is completely different. The way that the two different therapists, or even the same therapist, is going to handle the two different individuals and how they need. And that's something that Cornerstone really prides itself on. We believe that you are the person who is going to help yourself the most. We're there, of course, to facilitate, give you the tools, give you the tactics, but we want to make sure that you're getting the most out of these sessions. We don't believe that therapy is a lifelong event. We want to make sure that you get what you need in the time that you need it. That could be a couple weeks of therapy. It could be a couple years, depending on the severity of the issues you are dealing.
Or it could be an annual checkup.
Or it could be an annual checkup, you know. But we want you to feel that what you are getting out of the sessions is helping you in the best way. And that's where, at the beginning of sessions, it might be, hey, last week, you know, we talked about this, and this is how we thought about going about these issues over this time period. How did that work? Well, you know, I know we said I was going to count to 10, you know, rub my thumbs and my four fingers together to kind of get the extra energy out. It didn't work. Okay, you know what? We tried it. Let's find something else. We're not going to keep pushing something that isn't working for you, because then that just adds to the frustration and anxiety and sadness and depression that you're already experiencing because, oh, it's not working. There must be something wrong with me. No, it's just not everything works for every person.
You have to have a tactic. We're going to take a break. Our conversation with Drew Quintero will continue, and there are some great TikTok videos out there of small children talking to their parents about self-regulation.
Yes.
And it's hysterical because they're learning, you know, like Daniel Tiger, when you feel so mad that you want to roar, take a deep breath and count to four. So, you know, maybe if you're next time you're really angry at your kids, take a deep breath and count to four, just like Daniel Tiger
would
do.
That's right.
And then tell them that you did it and see if they can do it the next time they want to pull their little sister's hair out. We're going to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, Rex Battery, and Golden Harvest, bring you this report, and we'll be back. Cornerstone Family Services theme song.
Yes.
Everything was bad until Cornerstone came into my life.
That's right.
Drew Quintero is here. We've been talking about some free services for Cornerstone. And, of course, most of their services are income-based on a sliding scale. You talked about youth. Youth are served whenever there's a need. A parent or a teacher or some adult can trigger that. What are some of the other services that are provided?
Absolutely. Kind of finishing up our, you know, casework, our free services for our at-risk population here in the community with our youth. We have adoption preservation services, which provides services to families who have adopted, are in the process of adoption, and or have received subsidized guardianship of a child. We provide education, support groups, community and agency resources, as well as up to 2 years of services at no cost for those families. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you bring in the child, the adoption is going well, but there might be a moment where, you know, things start to get a little rough around the edges for you, and you're trying to, you know, blend this family together if there are other siblings or if it is just the adopted child and the parents. We bring in the services to you. You can come to us for free for 2 years, and we help the family out. And then we also have our First Steps, which is Healthy Families Illinois Accredited Child Abuse Prevention Program, and it is dedicated to promoting positive parenting skills and provides information about child health and development to young mothers and fathers who are under the age of 27, who qualify financially, and who are at risk for challenges in parenting, including child abuse and neglect. We are actually the only child abuse prevention program. So we come in before the abuse, the neglect even begins, and help those families with the beginning of parenthood, you know, providing those services, making sure that those well-checked baby appointments are scheduled, making sure that babies have the diapers, the correct nutritional foods that they need to grow, to be healthy, and to live long, healthy lives. So those are our free services. And, you know, bringing up, you know, for like our mental health counseling, we do accept so many different insurances, and the copays are not, you know, crazy expensive. You know, Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, Current Health, Health Alliance, HealthLink, Medicare, TRICARE, United Healthcare. These are just some of the insurances that we accept. And we also do EAP, so free sessions through your employer. It's up to 6, you know, and you can come in.
The Quincy Public School District,
I think, has that thing.
Where you can come in and, you know... I don't think as many people take advantage of it as they should, but, you know, there again, people in stressful jobs, don't be afraid to say sometimes, I need just a little something.
You know, and that's what we're there, you know.
Because taking a deep breath and counting to 4, Daniel Tiger, is not working.
It doesn't
always work.
There might be another tactic we need to find for you. And so, yes, so give us a call at our office, 217-222-8254. Speak with Elena or Tina. They are our receptionists, our billing specialist, and they know all the ins and outs of what insurances we take, EAPs, things like that. We also have the sliding scale, as you mentioned. If you are without insurance, we have a few spaces available for those. We have you fill out a few informational questionnaires, income, number of dependents, things like that, just to kind of get a base on that. And then thanks to a wonderful grant from the United Way of Adams County, we are able to provide low-cost therapy sessions where your payment for the therapy could be as low as $25.
Yeah.
You know, and you always hear about, you know, I think the TV shows, the kind of, oh, I pay my therapist $500 a session and we still can't figure out why my mother and I can't get along. You know, therapy doesn't have to be expensive.
It's been a nice joke, and really it's, I'm going crazy, or you drive me crazy. We have taken these things, and I do it too still, but, you know, we've taken some of these things that have become stereotypical jokes, like, for example, the dentist. There's so much good anesthesia at the dentist office now that, I'm sorry, I don't even know how you could ever think that the dentist would ever, you don't even know what's happening. The hardest part is keeping your mouth open.
100%.
Yeah. So that, but, you know, the dentist. You know, so I think we really need to get out of these stereotypes and get back into our own. Now, I was just at Chaddock School.
Okay.
And they offer, you know, similar services. One thing they try to do is reunite, families that their children are in foster care and reunite them. They also do some adoption preservation services. When somebody goes to transitions, or somebody goes to the Adams County Health Department, or somebody goes to another agency, you know, Mark Twain Mental Health or whatever, if that isn't the right fit for them, how well do you work together to say, this is not a good fit for us, you'd be better off at Chaddock, or this is not a good fit for us, you'd be better off at Mark Twain Mental Health?
You know, that all happens within the therapist's office with the client. As I said earlier, we want to make sure that you are getting the most out of your therapy sessions as humanly possible. If you are not feeling like things are going well or you're not gelling with your therapist, that's a conversation to bring up. The therapist might bring it up, but, you know, we really want you to take that moment to say, hey, you know, not everybody gets along. I know that I saw a therapist once and was a very rigid, you know, like, this is what this is going to be, and you need to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, ooh, that does not flow with my vibe, you know, the way I function. I'm like, I'm not a...
Or guys will often say, I won't go to marital counseling with a girl.
Yes,
because the lady will always take the... She'll never understand my point
exactly.
of view. She'll always take the girl's
you
point
know,
of view.
So we've had, even in our own office, clients see one of our therapists a couple of times and say, you know, it's just not working. And our therapists say, you know what? Okay, I can see that. You should try this person. I think you two are really going to get better results from therapy together. And if it is one of those things where it's like, hey, you know what? It's just not right at Cornerstone. We will help, you know, push, provide, that's the word I needed there. We will help provide you with other options, other places that you can look to.
Because the ultimate goal is to get everybody healthy.
To get everyone feeling 100% or as close to 100% as you can be, you know. Perfection 100% is an unattainable goal, you know. Especially when it comes...
I was explaining that to my husband this weekend, but we digress.
Yeah, you know, but we want you to get to as close to your true, authentic self as we can. And that's just what is so wonderful about the services that we provide. We, like I said, we're going to give you the skills. We're going to give you the support. You know, we're going to show you what to do, help you with what you need to do by supporting you. And in the end, just really let you know that, hey, there is a light at that end of that tunnel. And we can see it. You might not be able to see it, but it's there, and we're going to make sure that it shines brightly for you.
Every month we have Cornerstone Family Services on. This month we've been just talking about the services. We will have therapists on next month to talk about how to get through the holidays,
absolutely.
And they'll be giving some great tips. If you want to make a contribution, because they are having a major milestone this year, how can we get in touch?
Absolutely. We are celebrating our 75th anniversary in a diamond jubilee right now. So we have set a $75,000 campaign goal from October 1st, 2022 to October 1st, 2023. And tomorrow is actually Giving Tuesday. And Giving Tuesday is an opportunity for people around the world to stand together in unity to use their individual power of generosity to remain connected and to help heal. And you can donate to us tomorrow on Giving Tuesday or anytime in the next year by calling us at 217-222-8254, and we can take credit card donations that way. You can visit our website, www.cornerstone-quincy.org. There is a donate button up in the upper right-hand corner, and you can do credit card donations that way, or you can visit us in person at 316 North 9th Street between the hours of 8:30 and 5 to do a cash donation or a check donation. You can also mail those checks into us again at the 316 North 9th Street address.
Drew Quintero, have a great day.
Thank you
for coming in.
Can I plug one more thing real
one
quick?
More thing.
All right, drum roll, here we go. The official announcement is happening, Mary. Dancing with Local Stars is back for our 13th year. And it's an all-star year. We are bringing back 8 amazing couples to strut their stuff across the stage. Sarah Berry and Anthony Oliver, Jessica and Patrick Hollensteiner, Mallory and Taylor Ramey, Maria Bixel and Brittany Impinson, Emily Eastman, Joe Ware, April Albert and Sean Jones, Deanna Snyder, Trent Lyons, and Mike and Erica Stewart. Tickets go on sale a week from today, and the event is Friday, February 3rd. If you get your tickets before January 6th, they're $65 a person. We're so excited to be back at the Amiance. These teams are amazing and have wowed the crowds before, so you can only imagine when 8 all-stars get together that the level of competition is going to rise, and I can't wait to see what they bring.
It's going to be great. Coming up, we'll have a gratitude speech from Lloyd Newell with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Stay tuned.